cattle futures gained more traction on Tuesday. The ratio of heifers on feed and heifer slaughter suggest herd expansion may be near the peak. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy doll, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 27th of February. Cash trade was undeveloped through Tuesday afternoon, but expectations grew for higher prices this week based on the paltry volume of trade last week and the continued decline in carcass weights. Dressed steer weights for the week ending February 9th were 4 pounds lighter year over year at 885 pounds, that according to USDA's actual slaughter under federal inspection report. Dressed heifer weights were 11 pounds lighter at 822 pounds. Cattle futures continued higher Tuesday, led by live cattle, which received support from the notion of higher cash prices, as well as continued strength in wholesale beef values. Lower grain prices also helped underpin feeder cattle support. Live cattle futures closed an average of 45 cents higher, across a range of 25 cents higher to $1.02 higher in spot feb. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 70 cents higher. Corn futures closed mostly 2 to 4 cents lower through decent of this year and then mostly a penny lower. Soybean futures closed 5 to 8 cents lower through March of 20 and then mostly 3 cents lower. Wholesale beef values were steady on choice and lower on select, with light to moderate demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value is 12 cents higher Tuesday afternoon at $219.67 a hundredweight. Select was 84 cents lower at $213.73. Major U.S. financial indices edged lower in choppy trade Tuesday amid mixed economic news. For instance, in a report delayed by the government shutdown, privately owned housing starts in December were 11.2% less than in November and 10.9% less year-to-year, according to the U.S. Commerce Department. On the other hand, in testimony to Congress yesterday, FOMC Chairman Jerome Powell described the strong domestic economic growth with estimated GDP last year of just less than 3%, strong employment numbers, and inflation near the Fed target of 2%. According to Powell, while we view current economic conditions as healthy and the economic outlook as favorable, over the past few months we've seen some cross-currents and conflicting signals. He explains financial markets became more volatile toward year-end, and financial conditions are now less supportive of growth than they were earlier last year. He added that growth has slowed in some major foreign economies, particularly China and Europe, and uncertainty is elevated around several unresolved government policy issues, including Brexit and ongoing trade negotiations. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 33 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 2 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 5 points. When the cattle inventory report finally comes out, scheduled for this Thursday, David Anderson, Extension Livestock Economist at Texas A&M University, expects to see a slight increase in beef cow numbers. According to Anderson, in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, we are likely about to the end of the growth part of the cattle cycle, as indicated by the heifers on feed in the cattle on feed report and by cow and heifer slaughter. In his weekly market comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, explains the estimated 7.28 million head of steers on feed at the beginning of the year were 0.7% less than a year earlier. This is the first year-over-year decrease in quarterly steer feedlot inventories since April of 2017, Peel says. On the other side of the ledger, he explains the number of heifers on feed were larger year-over-year for the 12th consecutive quarter. There were 4.41 million head of heifers on feed January 1st, which was 6.2% more than a year earlier. Likewise, Anderson explains through early February, heifer slaughter was up 8.5% and steer slaughter was down about 0.6%. Heading into Thursday's report, Anderson will be looking at the number of heifers retained for replacement, which he expects to show another decline as the cycle nears its peak. Also, watch for the calf crop estimate, Anderson says, in particular for revisions to past year's data based on placement patterns. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 27th of February. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Hishmull. Thanks for listening.